Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Neil Baker Psychic Hour. I am Kristen, and I'm here with Neil Baker. Not exciting. Psychic and author, and I don't know. I'm sure you hold other titles, Neil. Any you want to identify with?
Here's Tell Two Cities. Here's
whatever. Back for another episode. And today we, of course, are doing readings for our callers, but we are also continuing our discussion about the astral realm. The last two shows we were talking about inhabitants of the astral realm, Neil, but on this show we're going to get more into the rooms of the astral realm. Actually, specifically interesting to me because, you know, like we mentioned on the show, we've mentioned on the show repeatedly, God's, you know, in the Bible, it states that there are many rooms in my mansion, and so this is alluding to that topic, and the fact that there are so many different places one soul and spirit can reside in the astral realm is exciting to ponder. You know, people get so attached to the earth that the fact that there is such diversity in the astral realm is something to definitely look forward to when we cross over. But before that, I want to let everybody know how to stay in touch with us. You may contact us. I'm running a little slow this morning. My brain's behind. You may stay connected with us right here on Blog Talk Radio. You can also join us on Facebook and Twitter. Those accounts are linked under our Blog Talk Radio profile. And there's also Neil's author page. I did post an excerpt for those of you who are literary people. Please do read that and comment. It would be great to hear from you. Neil, let's get to our topic before we get to our callers. For those of you who haven't called our show before, we do talk for about 15 minutes, so stay tuned. We are going to get to your call shortly.
Yes, we're talking about the astral realm, and for the most part, the majority of people are not fully conscious of it. We pass through it, but on an unconscious state, meaning that in our life, our lives are basically composed of living in the midst of a physical world.
The mist, not the mist.
M-I-D-S-T.
Yeah, we're not talking about water.
No. But there is a vast and populous unseen world that does exist that usually we encounter in our sleep or in a trance, and not really in a vivid way to which we are consciously involved in that world. And when we do visit it in a dream or in a trance, we sometimes come back with vague memories of what we've seen or heard there. But this, in other words, this is the realm that we enter wholeheartedly, if you will, at the time of our death, when we put our physical bodies aside and we enter this unseen world, so to speak, which is the positioning of a region that is juxtaposed between moving into our next existence, whether it's on the physical plane or on some other astral or spiritual plane. And indeed, there are different areas of the astral plane, all the way up to a higher heaven, as much as there are lower elements of what we would consider to be heaven, which among which is the astral plane itself. Catholics would call this purgatory, where you sort of stay and arrange and look at your life and examine it in order to decide where you're going to go. Well, this area that we move into, the astral realm, which I've had the privilege of entering in both a conscious and unconscious state. Typically, I've entered, most of my journeys there have been in the lower astral realms, where I've encountered a lot of human beings in dreamlike states. Their astral bodies are there.
But you visit the higher realms.
I visit the higher realms, yes, when I'm seeking a higher guide.
But you're talking about maybe your journeys with clients, for instance.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
When
I go into a higher realm, I enter a room where there are like souls like me, and we're all kind of sitting there being instructed by a higher guide.
Mm-hmm.
And that guide is giving us higher information. It's not about clients. It's about the earth, the planet.
Right. So the lower realms are what you're visiting when you're dealing with people's energy and things like that.
Yeah, people's energy there, people who have just recently died or in these rooms, people who are astral projecting in their sleep, working out certain issues. In fact, it's almost like a university. It's kind of strange. And I depicted some of this in some of my novels. You walk into different rooms. There's relationship rooms. There's real estate rooms. There's academic rooms. There's different rooms that you could actually walk into, the topics
How's
of which.
How's the food?
How's the food? lukewarm. And Luke, in fact, is behind the counter dishing out the food.
St. Luke?
Yeah. But, and so there, you know, you see these people, and they're all attached by by the silver cord. So you can almost look down and see their sleeping bodies through. It's like looking down through the mist of a clouds, and seeing their sleeping bodies in bed, and they're working out certain issues. So some of our callers are going to be aware of what I'm talking about. Some won't be, but when you leave your body at night, you go to these different rooms in the astral realm, and these rooms are occupy the certain areas of your life that you're working on. So if you're working on a relationship, you go into this realm where other souls are working on relationships, and you work things out. Now, sometimes what's interesting is that when the souls are in this room working out such conditions, the other souls in the room will interact with them. And so that's why we get a lot of dreams where we get really strange, bizarre people in the dreams we don't know. Those are other souls that we've encountered up there that are also having dreams, lifelike dreams.
So you're saying that people on the planet were connecting with their astral bodies in these realms, as well as souls that reside in this astral realm.
Yeah. And what happens sometimes is that souls will go into the same room on the same night, and they've known each other from another past life, so they connect. And that becomes a very bizarre dream, or they discover in that room that they're going to be meeting on the planet Earth later in time. So you could actually meet your next spouse or your next boyfriend, your next girlfriend, your next best friend, whatever it may be, in the astral plane first. And you discover there that the two of you are going to have an encounter on the Earth itself. That's when people meet somebody and they go, you know, I feel like I know you. Were you here? Were you there? No. Well, I don't know. I get a weird feeling like I know you. Now, sometimes the awareness of that one person, it's just standard for them. Other times the other person will say, yeah, I feel like I know you too. Well, this is the encounter that these two individuals had in the astral realm prior to meeting in the physical body. So they met in the astral body. Now, that may be because they met in the astral body because they had a past life together, or they just happened to have met for the first time on the astral plane, and they decided to, if it's all right with all the guides and spirits, to go down to the earth and meet. So you could actually form relationships in the astral plane, which is, to me, very interesting. It's kind of exciting to see, because as a person who is a reader, the guides have let me go in there and sort of observe and so I can come back to the planet, so to speak, and talk and counsel and advise and maybe even see glimpses as to what happened in the astral realm. One of the other interesting rooms you walk into, it's like a big carnival, you walk into and it's past lives. And people are just studying their past lives. And they're going through different elements of their past lives. And it looks like they're all busy working on a final test. They're like writing things. It's really weird.
Well, this is a crude English language, interpreting
yes,
the vibration of that. They're not literally writing. Let's make that clear to people.
No, but they do talk about the Book of Life and
right.
the Hall of Records. And there is it's a celestial element of what would be considered a book or writing. So that energy is there.
Right.
And when you say written in the Book of Life, it's just God doesn't have this big book that he pulls out and he turns the pages on a podium. It's a celestial book. So in there you can see these energies. And indeed, it's really weird because the people, the spirits that are walking around spotting and guiding the human beings in the astral body are not sometimes human. They don't even look human. They have weird looks like creatures from another planet, and it's very bizarre. I don't always know where some of these entities come from, but I do know that they are higher spirit guides that do converse with humans via the astral realm.
Right. This brings me to another question, because we talk about life in other dimensions and extraterrestrials, et cetera, et cetera. So the astral realm includes those elements,
yeah.
Right?
It does.
And so are you saying that there are other life forms maybe guiding the humans?
Well,
and how does that play into spiritual elements like angels? And
Well, angels
how do those two
are
connect?
Messengers. They're messengers
and
of God. And
I've got a lot of callers.
Yeah, we're just
time,
about ready to finish
so
up.
So we will continue
this.
We will continue this, and I will remember Wednesday. But
angels are basically messengers. They can be messengers. They can be sentries. They can be guards. They have a certain element that they play out on the earth with human beings, but they're highly instructed and given directions from God about how they interact with human beings. So there are all those energies there, and they're of different intensities, and they have different duties. But they're a little bit different from the angels and the energies that I've encountered in the astral realm, who are just working with people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a vast hierarchy of angels and spirits and forms that enter these rooms and that stay in them, that are assigned to them. Now, the question we don't have time today because we're about ready to finish up is, how does one get to a specific room? Sometimes the gravity of what you're doing on the earth will just take you there automatically. Other times your guide will escort you to a certain room. Or sometimes you can, before you go to bed at night, direct your astral body to go to a certain realm about the astral realm, which kind of requires a little bit of knowledge about how to maneuver through it. It's like having a map.
Right, because doesn't sometimes the gravity of the earth keep you in a psychological dream state and you don't even get to the upper realms?
Yeah, perfect. Yes, that's very astute. Yes, that's exactly what can happen, as much as you can get stuck between the realms and then have that suspended, frozen body where you're trying to wake up and you can't because you're kind of stuck between the two realms. But I know we don't have a lot of time. I know I see we've got a lot of callers, and I want to get to their readings today. So maybe we can continue this.
Yeah. So everybody in the queue will be receiving a reading. I want to make sure I've got everybody on the list here. But please keep your place in line, because if you don't, then you'll lose your place. And so busy, I won't be able to keep track. So calls are in order. We've got, lots, Neil. So it's going to be shorter readings, but we're going to try to get to each of you. 786, good morning.
Good morning, Kristen. Anil, hi. How are you? Eduardo from Miami. How you doing?
Hey, Eduardo. Hi.
Thanks for taking my call. I guess you're having a slow day. I woke up the same way. My goodness. Such
I
a dark time.
But it is. I'm so tired. I've had, already a cup and a half of coffee here.
Yeah.
But it's not really.
I have to meditate for some time to start feeling better, because my goodness. Anyways, I wanted to see if I can get a message in regards to this business that I'm starting. I was hoping to get somebody to help me with the SEO and the marketing online, and that person just kind of fell through after we... Is this something I should probably do by myself? I kind of know how to do it now, you know, but I was hoping to get somebody really good at it.
All right, and you're 62972, right? Is that
yes.
Your birthday? Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Well, let us see.
34369. Let's see. So you are currently 42 years old.
Yep.
Well, you could possibly do this on your own, but I really don't believe that that's the only option you've got. The person that fell through, what you dealt with there, Eduardo, was with a past life energy, that the lifeline of that human being in your connection with him on this planet was limited in time, and so there was a sort of drop-off there in that element. Let me ask you something. I'm not sure. Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have two brothers.
Yeah. Well, the reason I'm saying this is because on the earth plane, I was picking up you had a brother. I know I asked a question, but I felt it. And did any of your brothers ever go through any problems themselves, any health problems, any life emotional problems that were very difficult to get through?
Well, my middle brother, I'm the youngest one. He just went through a divorce over a year ago. And it was really hard for him. And we all went through a really tough time, you know, when my mom died, 20 years ago or something. She died, in a car crash accident.
Oh, okay. Now I'm starting to understand something because I was getting a signal from the other side. And to tell you the truth, I wasn't sure if the signal was coming from a brother, but I knew it was a family member. And that's where I was heading towards. Now I know the signal's coming from your mother who died 20 years ago, and you were relatively a young man. You were 22, more or less. And so I'm getting some information from your mother that
okay.
I think she's trying to maybe pull some strings to get your business going, to get your business in order, maybe to find that special person that might help you. So we don't need to help her. She's helping you. But she wants to send a signal that is what's happening from her end. With that in mind, Eduardo, I'm getting the strong idea that this is going to be very successful business. And so don't be dismayed by the drop-off of this other human being that just sort of didn't happen. Now, so far, what I've given you is some form of information that your mother's behind this and helping. I am getting some, maybe there needs to be a little bit of clearance here. Was there any, from the father's end of your life, was there any alcohol problem or any darkness around the father's existence?
Yeah, I think a bit of darkness. You know, he's still alive, and I get in touch with him every now and then, but he was never really a big part of my life, you know.
Yeah,
and he's involved, crazy guy.
Yeah, I understand. Well, that's what I'm picking up on. So what I'll do on the radio today is I'm going to release some fogginess in your energy field that might have come on a psychological plane throughout your life that is restricting the best movements of your journey. So I'm just going to basically release those energies by way of angels and spirits and guides and get clearance there. What this is going to allow, I'm going to first of all suggest that you work on your own towards your pursuit. Secondly, I'm going to also ask that a real, true, quality human being comes in to assist you along that path. So in a brief description in your reading today, Eduardo, we're getting clearance, a little bit of message from the other side, the idea that you're going to be doing this on your own, but without too much effort, somebody may come in to help you out. That would be a true human being, not a spirit, that may be coming in maybe within 8 to 10 days.
Awesome. That's great.
Okay.
Thank, Thank you so much. Hey, Neil, just got a minute. You know, yesterday something weird happened to me. I went out to walk the dogs, you know, right before going to bed, and I was whistling, as I usually do while I'm walking, and you know, it was like around 12 midnight, you know, midnight, and I stopped whistling, and I swear to God, somebody whistled right next to me, like right to my ear. It scared the heck out of Jesus out of me.
Well, I will tell you, that was your mother.
That was my mom?
Yeah, that was your mother. Were you close to your mother?
Yeah, I was very, very close. I'm still close, of course. Very, very close.
That was your mother.
Oh, boy. I was like, what the heck?
Yeah, I know. I understand. But that was her energy. She's very present. So she was in the astral realm right beside you and manifested enough energy to receive your whistle and give it back to you.
Wow, that's amazing.
It
was so real. It was just mind-boggling.
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand that. It's you know, we've had experiences that where things have manifested in the physical realm, and it's not like there's a question about whether it's real or not. It's not like a distant type of sound or presence. It's like very physical. So when that happens, it's pretty exciting. Eduardo, we thank you for your call. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, guys. Well, have a great week. I hope you get back to your energy, Chris.
Thank you so much. I hope so too. All right, 562-596-7818 is Neil's number. Let's take 786. We've got a lot of callers. So one question per caller. 786.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My name is Samantha, and I'm calling from Miami, too.
Oh, hi, Samantha.
Hi, how are you guys?
Good, how are you?
Hi, thank you.
Can you, you're 321-88.
Yes.
What questions? Is that right, 321-88?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead with your question.
Well, I just wanted to know what would be coming up for me as far as career. I'm really excited about the new year, and I'm actually been feeling very, very happy about my career prospects, but I haven't nailed anything as of yet. And so I just wanted to know what you guys see with that.
All righty. Career prospects.
Career prospects. What I'm getting, Samantha, is March. I'm getting some now, leading up to March, of course, is, you know, we take these steps and start moving forward, but I'm like March has some employment in it. So that's the first element I'm getting. Coincidentally, that's your month of your birthday. And so yeah. I'm getting something about March being a positive month for you this year. And let's see, you are right now you're 26 years old. So you're still in a karmic zone, which makes it a little bit difficult to actualize yourself fully. But, of course, what I'm suggesting is going to happen in March, and your job prospects is not the end of your world, you know, in its height form. But you're still going to be moving, be very successful. You're going to get married. You'll have a baby, that kind of thing, later in time. But for what we're speaking of now, yes, in the month of March, I think that, so as we get to February, you know, there's going to be some activity and movement in there. I'm getting a lot of music around you, so oftentimes that will happen in a reading. It could be some form of validation that I'm getting on the other side that this is going to be truly happening, unless there is something specifically connected to you in music as we speak, if there's something about music in your life. Otherwise, it just stands as a validation from the other side that March is going to be the month.
Okay. Well, there's
okay.
What kind of job are you doing?
Well, I was focusing on working in the school, either like office work or teacher's aide.
Oh, okay. For grammar school children or teenagers or what?
I would say grammar school.
Okay. So, Samantha, you're going to be dealing a lot with music. It's going to happen.
All right.
Thank you.
call. Okay. 562-596-7818. Samantha can also join us on Facebook and on our other social media sites. All righty. Let's take 302. Good morning, 302.
Hello, how you doing?
Hi, who's this?
Tamika.
Tamika. How do you spell your name, Tamika, again, please? And you give us your birth date?
T-A-M-I-K-A. And my birthday's May 20. I'm sorry?
Go ahead.
That's T-A-M-I-K-A.
Yeah, the birth date again, please.
May 26, 1976.
Okay, what's your question?
7/13/23. I just wanted to know if you see any good luck coming up in the future, like, I don't know, money, love, anything
money
good
or
for the new year?
Okay.
Well, you're 38 years old. Yeah, well, 2 years ago you had a change, which could have resulted. Well, you had a change, Tamika. I don't know. We went through that before, but there would have been a change 2 years ago. But the thing I'm seeing with you, you said relationship. I'm seeing you being in a relationship with somebody who already has children. So
wow.
There's somebody who has children, that, and you might be party to those children now. You might be. Have you ever been in a relationship with anyone who's ever had children?
There was somebody I was seeing. He called her his daughter, but she wasn't biologically his. But you know, we treated her as such, anyways.
Yeah. You see, that's what I'm saying. There's something, we're going to revisit that area where you're involved with somebody who has children. Now, the children don't get in the way of your relationship with the person. In fact, you're okay with it. So I do see a relationship. I see somebody having children. You know, it's a brief reading today on the radio. But I do see at least some substance of that nature coming up. The only other thing I can give you, a very obscure clue, is it has something to, the person has something to do with a ticket agency or a ticket, something about a ticket agency. So just keep that on your in your notepad as a footnote, and let us know how things go.
Okay, cool. Yeah, because the one guy I was dating, he went to Canada and he claims that he's coming back. I don't believe it.
Well,
so that,
well,
now
I
that
would,
you said that, see, I knew, I kind of figured that was not.
Don't wait for him. No, just move on. Move on.
That's what I thought.
Don't waste your life.
Good, okay.
I see somebody
right.
else. Somebody else coming, and today, you know, it is something to do with there's a child around the person, so you may be connected to this person via past life. You have a very strong guide spirit that is really close to you in your sleeping state. So there is a guide that resides beside you when you're asleep, stands right
you know,
by your bed.
It's really hard for me these days that I've gotten older to remember my dreams. Is that because I'm older, or is it just because I'm too deep in sleep? Because I remember them more when I was a child than now.
Yeah, there's a block. There's some kind of block going on.
Probably because there's, as a child, there's less going on in, I mean, not all the time, but, you know, the day-to-day worries of an adult are going to be different usually than that of a child. There's probably more crying, I think. I don't know. What do you think, Neil?
Well, that's noteworthy. But you know, there's a way to open up the dream world again. I would have to spend more time with you to see what the block is all about. But there's a way to open that energy up. I don't know how to explore that yet. But there is a way to open up the dream world. And so I'd have to go into more detail. I just don't have time, Tamika, today to go.
Oh, well, that's
that
fine. That's fine.
It's nice to know,
and I appreciate it.
You can call the show again, of course. You're welcome to call back, and you can call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. Okay. 916 is next. And this, I believe, is Alexandra. Is that right?
Yes.
Hi, Alexandra. 1287.
Yep.
Today.
I just want to know if what I'm starting to do is going to work out. I am, you know, a psychic medium myself, and I did get a couple job offers for, you know, like psychic hotlines and stuff like that, and I just wanted to know if this is the right move for me and if my guides agree and angels and all that stuff. And
okay.
I just really want to know if this is going to help our situation.
Okay. And do you remember you spoke with Alexandra on a previous show, but then you spoke with her, she called you. You guys had a short conversation. Just to refresh your memory about who Alexandra is.
We had a short conversation.
Yeah, she does a show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Well, Alexandra, you know, the element of you're about to go to a change, you're 28.
Yeah.
Oh, you're going through a change right now. You're going through your change right now.
Yes, I am.
I'm menopause at 28. No.
Yeah. Well,
not that kind of change.
Well, no, well, you know, when we talk about changes in the terms of menopause, even when we talk about it's a release of one thing in order to enter into the emergence of another, and you are releasing a lot of karma, if you want to know the truth. And so this year, this is the year of change. Now, the element you have in your energy is an 8 and a 7 in your year, which is in your journey now, and that's going to be the spiritual element and with power, but power with character, power with integrity. So you are doing the right thing because the element that the universe has given you is to guide and to inform and to move into those realms, and hopefully you're connected with God, so we're doing it in a way that is appeasing to God and not just appeasing your own ego. Some of these hotlines, they do dry the psychics up. The psychics work so hard. The radio, facility takes almost all the money, and you're kind of left dry and working your head off doing all the work for them. So
it's
not a bad stepping stone, and it's a great learning experience, and it's also a means to an end, not an end in itself, where you can really, it provides you a good way to practice and to formulate how to work with people and to maybe develop a clientele. I would just be very careful about what you sign in terms of contracts with anybody. But to answer your question specifically, working in the field that you are, it's the right step. Your character and your maturity will also be prime factors in how effective you will be just as a reader, you know, because you have to be mature and get your life and act together so you can help others.
Exactly.
Once you have that down, you can do it while you're on the job. You know, you learn while you're on the job. But to answer your immediate question, I'm not getting anything like you're going in the wrong area. In fact, I'm supporting where you're going, and I'm being told to tell you that there's support in where you're going, and it's a very, very good sign. In fact, it's in a symbolic way, you're entering a garden, very many, many, many flowers in the garden. So gardens are very synonymous with metaphors in the biblical texts, and so it's a good address to you that you're on the right plane with this venture in mind.
Awesome.
Okay.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, it's nice to hear validation, isn't it? I'm glad.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, well, thank you, Alexandra, for your call, and let us know how things progress with the psychic hotlines.
Yeah, of course. Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right, Neil.
Yes.
We're doing okay here. So we have, let me just let the callers know what their order is here. 951 is next, 678, 206, then 305, and 954. We've got a lot still, people coming in and out. But that's the order as it stands. 951, good morning. Hello, 951, are you there? Okay. Not there.
Not there, not on their toes today.
Nope. That makes their job a little bit easier, but we keep getting callers. So 678, are you there? Hi.
Yes. Hey, my name is Regina.
Virginia?
Regina. R-E-G-I-N-A.
I'm crossing out what I... Regina, hi. Regina, what's your name? Where are you from?
I'm calling from Georgia, 1879.
Okay. Wow, kind of an...
and my question is, do you see self-employment happening for this year in the passion that I'm trying to take off?
Okay. Do we see self-employment in
her passion? I didn't know she said self-employment, but I felt self-employment.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't know you said that until did you? I felt it before she said it. So, yes,
wow.
I do see that element coming in, Regina. I'm just now working out your age, which is, let's see, 9.
She's 35?
She's 36?
Yes.
Yeah, 36. So you just had a change.
Yeah.
This is a good element of change for you. So I do see some wonderful things going on in your new passion. Now, when I'm pulled out of my body and I go into the astral realm, I've got a symbol. I've got a symbol of you cutting things with a scissor. Now, like a design, like you're doing something with a scissor, but that doesn't mean literally. So there's something about a design and the energy, perhaps. Is there any kind of, well, it's a very broad term, but does your job connect to any form of a design, your venture, or can you maybe construe the element of design into your answer?
Yes.
What is that?
My passion is makeup, artistry, and I even thought about incorporating image consulting or fashion styling.
Ah.
Yeah. Okay, well, I'm going to cut to the chase. You're going to be very good at this. I see, or the journey sometimes are a little bit hazardous or challenging, and I'm very strong in believing that you work through conflicts, that you get to the bottom of the essence. It doesn't always mean, some people will say to me, well, if it doesn't go smooth, it's not meant to be. I don't really believe that. I think that most of the journeys that I've had with people on this planet that I've known for 20, 30 years have been long journeys, but dreams have been fulfilled. Sometimes karma just makes it difficult for people throughout life. But I when I say to somebody, you know, give it up, don't do it anymore, move on, I mean, I'm direct when I get there, but it takes me a long time to get to a place like that unless I feel it initially. So coming back to you, you're going to be successful. I'm just suggesting that don't worry about the little conflicts that come up. If I were you, I would just ignore the conflicts and move with the image.
Okay. Yeah, because I was putting this in the back burner last year, and I said, okay, no, 2015, I'm going to put it back in the front and work on it more, because I even thought about taking an image consulting class or fashion styling workshop just to get more, just keep up with the latest trends and techniques and things like that. So, you know, when I do have my business running, I know what I'm talking about. I want people to feel comfortable with, you know, what I'm saying and what I'm projecting to them. And also I want to have credentials behind what I stand for.
Yeah, well, that's that you're on the right path and you're going to be successful. And, you know, just moderately take your steps, go forward. And good job, Regina. No,
yeah.
it's a plus.
Thank you.
Thumbs up.
Thank you, Regina, for your call. Good luck to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. Take care. 562-566-7818. Okay. So many people don't have their hands raised here. If you would like to speak to us, raise your hands because several of you are listening. I did call out an order, but I realized they incorporated people that didn't have their hand up, and we have several people with their hands up, so I'm going to take those calls first. We have 951 who dropped out. I'm trying to get back to them. Hello?
Hello. Hi, it's Nathaniel.
Oh, hey, Nathaniel.
How are you doing? Pretty good.
Can we get your birth date, Nathaniel, again, please? I don't have it handy.
May 1st, 1957.
5157. How's the job search going for you?
Well, I went down to Harley-Davidson, and they're looking for a salesman, and they seem to really like me, but the job doesn't start till the first of the month.
Okay, at first of February?
Yeah.
All right. So is that your question today about that?
Well, I just kind of, you know, I'm wondering about a job, but I'm kind of wondering about any message from spirit or whatever, or from, like, any lost loved ones.
Anything? Oh, you're looking for maybe a connection from someone who...
Yeah, watched. I always like what mom and dad say or somebody that comes
sure.
in. I mean...
Nathaniel, where was there a workshop or a work area, sometimes in the garage or in the back or in the shed, or where was there a work area?
A work area at home?
Yes.
Well, probably in the garage, depending, you know, I guess.
You guessed. Has your father crossed over?
Yeah, he crossed over 21 years ago, so I haven't been home for,
Did he have a work area? Was he a handyman of any sort? Did he ever get his elbow?
Somewhat.
Well, there's a little bit of vibration coming from his end. Also, I'm seeing a car in the past that was always trying to be fixed, like something was broken on a car, but the car was never sold. It just was one of these holding on cars that always had a problem. Does any such car strike your recollection of?
Well, you know, when my mom died, they had the Mustang, and, you know, it didn't have any of the oils or anything changed for years, and he wanted me to drive it.
Oh, that's it. So I'm getting these subtle messages on the brevity of a reading on the radio that I'm getting, seem to be getting the vibration of your mother and father. And they seem, what they're telling me is that they're working out some of their issues on the astral plane. They're still in the issue motion of working out their connection together on the planet. It seems like there were some issues that they needed to work out, and they're working that now on the astral realm, but they're sending you a loving gesture, and they said that there's going to be a card or a blank card. Like you get a greeting card, but no one signed it, or there is a greeting card that no one signed that you either have or you're going to be getting, and that's connected to them because they're sending you a greeting card. They want to because they seem to be aware of the vibration of our reading today, and they're talking about this greeting card. Now, you may find it on the floor. You just may find a card that it just appears. It seems to be connected to a door, too, that is not operating right, like it gets stuck. Like maybe a door in your residence, one of the doors doesn't work as well as the others when you close it. It's warped or something. But they're connecting to that part of the house, and they are telling me that they are very aware of your presence, and they are trying to make a connection to you. And the other thing is I feel very good about this job coming up for you.
Perfect, Neil.
Do you think it'll be a Harley job, or do you think it'll be another job? Because I've been looking for a lot of other jobs, too.
Well, right now, let's work on the job that's coming. You know, February is on its way. It's the first of the month. That's not far from where we're at. So I would say right now, let's try to focus on that before we move anywhere else. You can keep looking, Nathaniel, but that feels to me kind of special. And real quickly, any doors in your house that are kind of stuck, one difficult door, anything?
Oh, there's one door I know that I've complained about, actually, to the landlord or whatever, rental agency place, but it's the screen door on the outside. But I don't think some of the other doors, like the bathroom door, doesn't really close well either, you know, so it's...
Yes.
Well, that's our validation. That's enough for me to know. That's our validation. So you've been answered. You've got spirits on the other side, your mom and dad, and a good journey coming up with a job. You're going to be getting one.
All right. Well, thank you so much.
Thank you, Nathaniel,
thank you.
For your call. And let us know how that job works out. 562-596-7818. Neil, we've got 14 minutes and three callers that have their hands raised here. So let's take Deanna, 305-118-49, Neil, 336. Good morning.
Good day, Kristen. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
I like your slower energy. At least I can get the numbers right. It's that's probably due to the fact that mine is very slow. I really enjoyed the speech at the beginning about the university and the limbo and the zombies and the silver cord. And I think that we are pretty much silver cords by the time we detach.
Yeah.
But all the information of this life is also magnetized into that silver cord. And then it just goes to someone else. What do you think?
Well, I don't know. I don't think it goes to, I'm not of the opinion that the silver cord goes to someone else. I think the silver cord is something that is exclusive to our energy. We each have our own silver cord. It's like saying our fingerprints go to somebody else. We are unique. The silver cord is unique. It holds our journeys, our dreams, our past lives, our conditions. It holds everything that is personal to us. And it's something that can turn into a goal. Actually, the silver cord will ultimately become the halo of our energy. And if we succeed on the planet in a physical sense, the silver cord, or the spinal energy, if you will, becomes the halo above our heads, and it means that we've graduated. Halos are forms of graduation. And so they can become golden color, and the halo above the head is actually the silver cord. It just reforms and regroups and reshapes.
Interesting. Question.
I have a quick question.
Well, today, yeah.
Go ahead.
Today I'm feeling a little more energetic. I've been very lethargic.
I think I've got lethargic energy.
I'm sorry, because you're cutting in and out, so it's hard for me to hear what you're saying.
Oh, okay. You're feeling better. Go ahead with your question, because we've got two other callers we've got to fit in this 11 minutes.
I'm hoping for an increase in energy, whether I ask you all to send me some or whether I will distill my own. How do you feel? Do you feel it's increasing?
I hope you get it and work on it, but I'm going to send you in the astral realm nectar, N-E-C-T-A-R. It's nectar. It's cosmic energy. The food bees, but it comes from a cosmic place, so hopefully an angel's going to put that in your body and help to revitalize you, say, Deanna. But it's from the heavens.
Thank you very much.
Nectar is somebody who is a cinematographer on the
podcast.
I can't get his name right. No, this is Nectar. Nectar. It's a celestial energy, and just formulate and visualize that, and it might hopefully maybe we'll make a connection there, Deanna.
And I'll listen to it again just so I can get everything clear. Thank you so much. I appreciate it, and I'll keep on listening.
You're welcome.
Thank
you're
you.
Welcome, Deanna. And funny you mention Apocalypse Now, because I've been playing trivia, and The Rite of the Valkyries was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I've
never seen this apocalypse now. I mean, that's terrible, I guess.
You should see it. Those films are outstanding, most of them.
But his wine is not so good. Okay. Luckily, we can freely express our 401.
Hi, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Carrie.
Hi, Carrie. Can you spell your name, Carrie, and your birthday and location, please?
Sorry, you're breaking up just a little bit. My birth date is August 6th, 1985.
Okay, and where are you calling from? And your name is spelled C-A-R-R-I-E, is that right? Or is it K?
Carrie, K-E-R-I.
K-E-R-I, yeah, okay.
I'm calling from Rhode Island.
Okay, what's your question? We don't get a lot of callers from Rhode Island.
Again, you're just breaking up a little bit. Just was trying to connect maybe with any of my spirit guides or someone who had crossed over.
Okay.
With any.
All right. And sorry we're breaking up. It must be Blog Talk Radio.
I can hear you a little bit better now. Yep.
Weird.
Okay. I'm getting what was on the earth a female energy, Carrie. It's female energy. I might be confusing it with your name, but the name sounds like Carol. But I'm getting a female energy that crossed over. Do you have any fears that I prematurely crossed over? That was, you know, they really crossed over in the prime of their life or sooner than they should have?
I'm having a hard time hearing you. The female energy, I'm not sure. My mother's still living, but...
No, it wouldn't be your mother. It's somebody younger. It's somebody younger, Carrie.
Okay.
And it's a female energy, so it's somebody younger that seems to be reaching out to you. I'm almost feeling a sadness from high school. I know you're 29 years old, but this person seems to have been somebody you knew in high school that's crossed over.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
I'm sorry?
That person is reaching out to you today on the radio. So going through my energy, it makes me very, I'm getting very upset. They just want to reach out to you. There seems to be, maybe it's because they're out there in the astral world, they have now desperately, in desperation, found a link. It doesn't have to necessarily mean you were great friends. You just could have known them. But the idea that there's a human being that she knew on the planet, and I'm an available psychic, she's trying to reach you, maybe for other reasons. But
okay.
What seems to be a kind of a sad life, she tells me, and the way she went, was not ready to go. So even if there were circumstances that allowed her release, you know, people release doves in the air, throw their ashes in the water, her departure from the earth, she tells me it's sadness. She needed more. She wanted more to do more.
Yes.
But she's
thanking
you for changing her life. And I don't know what you did, but you did must have done something that meant something to her because it stayed with her spirit when she crossed over. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. A friend of mine in high school, her name was Megan, actually. The 11-year anniversary mark of her death was the 17th of January. She passed in 2004. We actually went and visited the grave, and, you know, that it does make perfect sense if that is, in fact, her.
Oh, no, it's her. It's her.
Yes, she it was a tragic.
How would he get high school?
Right, absolutely. Yeah, no, I was having a hard time hearing you, so I just wasn't sure if you said high school.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Are you still having a hard time hearing us?
I'm sorry?
Are you still having a hard time hearing us? I'm not sure why.
Okay. No, it is her. It's her. Just trust me. It's her. But she thanks you for being there, for caring. You know, she passed away very, very young. but she's her soul is very alive and active on the astral realm. She's probably still working things out, but she has the freedom to move around, to connect to you. She loves you. These are mm-hmm. words of, from the astral realm. She says you're a dear person, a good friend, a wonderful, caring human being, and she says you have a vibration and to not lose that, because it's going, you'll carry it with you when your time comes to cross over. And she said you really want to keep those qualities because you need them when you cross over. There are things you get to take with you. And right. she actually said that when later in time, she'll be seeing you on the other side.
Oh. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you for your call. And it's
Thank
very
you.
Odd that we're having these problems with the sound. Actually, we have about 3 minutes left. We lost our last caller, so we are out of callers, Neil.
Oh.
Any last words before we close the show?
Well, no. I mean, you know, I didn't know we really completed that last call. I mean, we said the most vital things we could have said. A continuation of the dialogue, of course, is always available. But when we talk about the astral realm, that's what I mean. There are, you just don't see people dreaming, having dreams, and their astral bodies are up there, and then they come back to Earth. You get to see and visit the people who have crossed over, you know, and left their physical bodies are up there. They mingle with people that are all still on the earth, and they can still mingle with people in a conscious state, like a psychic such as myself can do when there's a crossover conversation. It's called crossover conversations. So coining it.
I guess.
But you know, but once you've done that, it hopefully keeps us connected to a much higher realm, which is really the more permanent realm than even what we have here on Earth.
You know, our caller from 954 has come back in. We've got 2 minutes. So do you want to take one more call and end the show a little late, or do you want to?
Okay, they come back in.
Okay, so let me bring them on. 954.
Hi, it's Diane. I'm calling from Florida.
Hi, Diane from Florida.
Well, I know I'm going to run out of time, but real fast, I'm having trouble with this job that I took, and I need to know who I need to be aware of because I feel like I need to leave. I feel like they're chasing me out of this job.
Okay. Well, what we'll do is we'll go a little bit past the closing show time so the people that are listening on live on the air will, you know, hear the show end. But your reading will be available in the archives, so you can listen back,
okay.
And we'll continue for a couple minutes past. What's
Thank
your
you.
Birthday, Diane?
3/6/68.
Are you having a problem hearing us, by the way?
Yeah, I did. Well, not right now, but before it was there was problems. That's why I hung up.
I see. Okay, well, we're going to have to call Blog Talk Radio and see if there's some problems with their server today, because that might be it. All right, Neil.
Well, and so you're having a problem. What was this again?
With her job, they're trying to force her out.
Trying to force you out?
At least that's the feeling that I get. Every time I think I have it made and everything's okay, something goes wrong. And it's not something bad. It's just something silly as, oh, my God, she was making copies to write her up. Things like that. Stupid things.
Yeah. Is there a female in particular that you seem to feel is causing a lot of the problems for you?
Yeah. Yeah, the director of the company, actually.
Yeah,
but
I'm getting a female, I'm getting a female figure that I don't know what her beef is with you, because I don't get the same. I mean, are you doing anything objective? Be objective. Are you doing anything that they have reason to be aggravated over?
Well, she feels she has no proof, but I don't even think she's telling the truth. She feels that I'm doing things other than my job.
Yeah, I don't stand behind her. And not just because I'm talking to you on the radio, and not just because I'm talking to you on the radio, but I don't stand behind her. I think she's got some kind of beef with you that is a personality, some kind of personality conflict, and she's not being professional. She's being personal about how she's judging you, and I don't think it's fair. So I'm going to see what I can do in terms of my team of angels to get her off your back. I'll do that on my own. I don't need to discuss that part with you. But I do see an old couch. Where in your life is there an old couch? Old couch. I just need that validation somewhere.
I don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. Okay, I don't know either. But I've got to check out some of these energies.
Is there an old couch, like, in anybody's home that you might know? A parent? Nothing in your home? Something in the garage? Because the validations, I know it sounds like the couch, you know, why would you connect that to a job? But this is Neil's way of trying to get into the energy field and make sure he's working the energy correctly.
Yeah. Anybody?
I was, go ahead.
Go ahead, you were
no,
what?
No, go ahead.
I was just talking with some friends the other night how when I was younger, one of the first things we bought was a couch instead of a bed, you know, silly things like that.
That's it.
I had to find your vibration. That's the way I work, Diane. I don't know about other psychics, but that's how I work to get a certain sense of validation. Now I've got your voice. You're talking to friends.
And that was a perfect way of working with Neil. As an example for everyone who's listening, that was excellent. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah. And so that means that somehow an angel's given me some element of permission to see what I can do to help you have more peace at the job location.
Yeah, and someone ratted me out the other day in a safe place conversation, and I'm not sure who told on me, only because it was a casual conversation and it was considered a safe place, they told us. Yeah, so I'm getting kind of worried about this job.
Yeah, I am too. There seems to be some dark things going around there. I have to go into a more in-depth reading, Diane, to discover what kind of karma you have there, why it would be erupting like this, if it indeed is a karmic-related situation. But, you know, you were telling friends about an old couch. There seems to be a circle of people at your work. So I'm dealing really with tribal energy here that has some significance. Is there anybody in your life or around you that ever went to therapy or was in the field of psychiatry or a doctor? Anybody
No, I'm a nurse, if that helps.
That's why.
Oh, you're a nurse. That's considered
Yeah, you're in doctor. She's
yeah,
doctor.
Nursing. Yeah, doctor, you're a nurse. So I'm getting the right element. Okay, so that gives me a second stage of validation to do. What I'll do is I'll just send an angel to watch over you, to get you into the right job category, no matter where that is, so you can have a lot more peace and serenity.
Right. You know, I really want to help people. I like helping people, but this place is full of intimidation and fear, and they bully people, and that's not the way to help people in what I want to do for this world.
Well, then, you know, you can either be a rebel rouser or you can be a whistleblower and you can work your element to correct the rights of this environment, or you could slip out, wipe your hands, so to speak, biblically speaking, and move into an area that will embrace you more. It all depends on where you want that woman warrior to be, you know, whether you want to fight
Right. I'm not, I am a warrior in some sense, but I just want to slip out and embrace my purpose of life in life somewhere else.
Okay. Then I'm going to put out energy that you just, universe plants you into a different garden and you can blossom there and have peace. I feel that with our reading today and some of the validations I got, that angels are listening to us.
Okay, Diane.
Yeah,
well, it may be worth. Go ahead.
I tried three times and they were listening. They got me in. So I thank everyone and everybody.
That's right. Well, hopefully this has helped. And as I was saying, it may be worth further investigation. You can always call Neil directly, 562-596-7818. And we thank you for your call.
Thank you.
Diane.
All right. Thank you very much.
Best wishes to you. We're back on the air on Wednesday, and we're going to continue that conversation about the astral realm and its many rooms, reminding myself here. Thanks for listening.